Track 15, David Clayton Meets. This time, David Clayton is going to entertain us with a subject which is quite often a bit tricky to negotiate. But in typical David fashion, he manages to make it amusing and perfectly natural. Have a listen.
If you've listened before, I may have told you this, but I worked for BBC Radio 4 for about 5 years, travelling around the country as a roving reporter, making a programme which was loosely titled The Local Network, but each programme had a different title, a different subject. And we decided we'd make a programme about the inventive way that people were dealing with their funerals, if you like. Different things that people were doing rather than just a conventional funeral. And we researched it and found through our friends in BBC Local Radio there are all sorts of stories. I went to interview a scientist who worked at a university in the Midlands. And his idea was that when he died, and he'd written this all down and he'd sorted it all out, that his ashes, after he was cremated, would be sent up in a very large firework and then be scattered all over, you know, many thousands of feet up. Now, this was about 40 years ago I interviewed him, or 35 years ago, and now I think there are companies who do that for you. So we did interviews like that. We talked to the a lifeboat crew who did lots of scattering ashes at sea very sensitively. And our friends at BBC Radio York said, well, you should come and interview Charlie, who's a retired bus driver who's planned his own funeral. He's still very much alive, but he's planned his own funeral. So I went to meet him, and he used to drive the buses for the United Bus Company in North East Yorkshire. So there were big red buses, double-deckers, single-deckers, driving around the hilly roads of North Yorkshire. And being a fan of buses, we had a long chat about buses before ever I did the interview. He said, oh, yes, yes, no. He said, I'm planning my funeral. Got it all sorted. And he was very jolly about it. He said, what I've done is I've put a load of money behind the bar at the Bus Drivers Social Club. So when I go, they can all have a drink, or perhaps he meant several drinks. And what he'd also done, he'd bought a restored bus. Now, it wasn't a bus anymore. It was one of those very large, been converted into a very large sort of pickup truck for buses that break down. He'd bought it. It was his pride and joy, because for him, it was like driving a bus. And he said, oh, my coffin is going to be paraded on the back of that. There'll be a platform on the back of it, and I'll be driven to the cemetery on the back of that bus. Oh, I thought, well, that's really lovely. A red, big, former bus pickup truck. That works. Then he said, and I've got the coffin. I said, pardon? He said, I've got the coffin. Do you want to see it? Do you want to see the coffin? It's all a bit morbid. So he took me into his bedroom of his little bungalow in Scarborough. And there, leaning up against the wall, was his coffin with the lid on. He said, would you like to see it? Now, just at this moment, I was kind of a bit, well, not squeamish, but a bit sort of oversensitised about it. I said, oh, OK then. So he took the lid off the coffin, and there it was, all lined in pink silk. He said, I've tried it out for size many times. And he got in it and laid in it with his arms crossed across his chest. And I've got the interview and the sound of him doing it. And it was all a lovely, lovely interview. And he was very jolly about it, not in the slightest bit worried. He knew he would die eventually. He was in good health, or so it seemed, but in his 70s. Anyway, I did the interview and I thought, well, this will be all right on the Radio 4 programme. And I said before I went, he'd referred quite a few times to his daughter, who lived a couple of streets away. So I said, would it be possible to interview your daughter? And he said, oh, well, I've told you all the story. I said, no. I was thinking to myself, she might have something to say about this, and it would be nice in the interview. And when you're recording an interview, you're always looking for a lovely end line that either is very poignant or very funny or very sensitive or makes people laugh or makes people cry. So he eventually said, well, here's my daughter's address. I rang her and she said, oh, yes, pop round. I'm just cooking the dinner. If you're here in 10 minutes, it's fine. Went round and I stood with her at the sink while she was washing some stuff up. And I said, well, and here comes the end line for a programme about a good way to die. I said, your dear old dad, you know, he seems fine. You know, how's he getting on and planning his funeral? Oh, she said, well, he's in reasonably good health. She said, anyway, it's planning his funeral's keeping him going.
That certainly made me smile when I first heard it. I hope it had the same effect on you.